Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
A notice from the Minghui Editorial Board. Practitioners in Vietnam should not organize or attend large-scale activities. A group in Vietnam known as the 3T Group has come to our attention. While they claim to be Falun Gong practitioners, their actions are completely contrary to Master Li's teachings. In addition to holding high profile events in the past, which they were instructed to not do, this group is now planning a large public activity to commemorate World Falun Dafa Day, which is said to involve 800 people. The Minghui website published 3 consecutive articles this month by Vietnamese practitioners addressing this situation, but the 3T group has not taken heed and continues to act irrationally. We ask all Falun Dafa practitioners in Vietnam to pay attention to this. Only those who uphold, work on, and improve their Chin Ching based on truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are cultivators of Falun Dafa. Those who do not follow the FA's requirements not only hinder their own improvement in cultivation, but also disrupt the hard one peaceful cultivation environment of fellow Vietnamese practitioners. Therefore, practitioners in Vietnam must not hold large-scale activities for World Falun Dafa Day, other holidays, or anniversaries. These activities include, but are not limited to, parades, performances, public rallies, outdoor media events, photographing, or recording videos of practitioners, experience-sharing conferences, parties, and other celebrations. Each cultivator should take the FA as their teacher. Stay rational, consider others' needs at all times and in all places, and improve their own Xinqing when they encounter conflicts. When a conflict arises, those who encourage you to act on your negative notions or lead you to believe that you are absolutely correct may be driven by ulterior motives. Those who remind you to look within and take a step back are the compassionate ones who want the best for you. No one wants to accrue karma. Practitioners in Vietnam all want to protect their peaceful cultivation environment so that more people will not lose their chance to obtain the FA and practice cultivation. We conclude with the guidance given in Master Li's 2018 article written specifically to correct problems that appeared in practitioners' cultivation in Vietnam, titled, To the Practitioners of Vietnam. Quote, cultivation is about working on oneself, after all, and removing attachments. So for the time being, you can study the FA and do the exercises mainly on your own. Just quietly observe things. If anyone tries to stir things up, there are problems on that person's part. Be sure to keep this in mind. End quote.
Singapore. Events commemorating Falun Dafa practitioners' April 25, 1999 peaceful appeal in China were held on April 22nd. The activities received public support. Practitioners gathered at Hong Lim Park for group exercises, displayed paintings from the Art of Jin Shan Ren International Exhibition, and offered various performances and truth clarification activities to raise public awareness of the unprovoked decades-long persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Singapore Falun Dafa Association member Ms. Huang described the peaceful appeal that took place in Beijing in 1999. She explained that approximately 10,000 Falun Dafa practitioners went to China's State Council's Central Appeal Office on April 25, 1999. Representatives from the group told officials about the benefits of the practice and requested that practitioners illegally arrested in Tianjin be released from detention. They also pointed out that freedom to practice Falun Dafa was allowed by the Chinese constitution, and that the ban placed on publishing Falun Dafa books should therefore be removed. The incident was peaceful, no traffic was affected, and practitioners left after the detained practitioners were released. Zhang Zemin, the leader of the CCP at the time, launched the systematic persecution of Falun Dafa just months later in July. Practitioners hold commemorative events every year to draw attention to that peaceful, law-abiding effort.
Finland. Falun Dafa practitioners peacefully protested in front of the Chinese embassy on April 17th and 2 days later on April 19th in the capital city of Helsinki. They introduced Falun Dafa, told people about the CCP's 26-year-long persecution, called on the international community to pay attention to China's human rights situation and support freedom of belief. The event drew many people who stopped, listened, and provided support. Practitioners collected signatures on three petitions to oppose the persecution, one to the Finnish Ministry of Foreign Affairs, one to the G7 governments submitted by Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, and one global petition calling for an end to the CCP.
Italy, the Art of Jen Shanren International Exhibition was on display in the city of Rome on April 9th. The artworks introduced Falun Dafa, exposed the CCP's persecution of practitioners in China, and encouraged a return to traditional moral standards. Many people viewed the paintings and condemned the communist brutality. One of the organizers of the event, Vice President of the 12th Municipal Council, Pietranio Massaro, and President of the Italian Falun Dafa Association, Dr. Katrina Angela Coppolu, gave opening speeches and introduced the artworks. Mr. Massaro said that the event was intended to allow people to enjoy free works of art that inspire deep spiritual reflection. He said, in addition to these artistic and spiritual aspects, we also want to convey information about human rights violations. We believe that this is the right place to condemn human rights violations.
Canada. The City of Toronto's Beaches Lion Easter Parade took place on April 20th. The event encouraged local and surrounding residents to enjoy Easter festivities together. The Tian Guo Marching Band and the Falun Dafa Waist Drum Team were once again invited to participate in the parade. Spectators applauded the practitioners' performances. Some took photos or videos, while others danced in time to the music. A University of Toronto professor named Paolo listened to the Tian Guo Marching Band rehearse and praised the band. The professor said he was a member of another team and commented, "This is the first time I've heard this band perform. It sounds great. It's inspiring and full of energy. I hope this band can inject energy into the entire Easter parade and all Toronto citizens on this special day."
Taiwan. A press conference and group Falun Dafa exercise were held at the Taipei City Hall Square on April 19th. To commemorate the peaceful appeal in Beijing 26 years ago. Residents and tourists read the informative posters, talked with practitioners, and listened to speakers. Chairman of the Taiwan Falun Dafa Association, Cao Sun-shan, said of the 1999 appeal, "With sincerity, kindness, and rationality, practitioners were peaceful in front of the most vicious totalitarian regime in modern history." Looking back, the peaceful appeal in April 1999 is viewed as one of the largest and most peaceful appeals in Chinese history. It serves as a moral monument for our society. Mr. Cao invited more people to condemn the CCP's persecution. Chairperson of the Taiwan Association for International Care of Organ Transplants, Shu Mei, noted that forced organ harvesting has become an ethical crisis in the global medical field. Ms. Shu advised, "Instead of remaining silent, we should follow our conscience to support the upright. History will remember the choice we make and the actions we take. Let's support the innocent and safeguard our moral principles.
Belgium. Falun Gong practitioners introduced the spiritual practice to the public in the city of Antwerp on April 12th. They demonstrated the exercises, distributed flyers, and talked to people about the communist 26-year persecution of practitioners in China. Their information table offered materials about the practice in multiple languages and condemned the crime of live organ harvesting. Belgians and international tourists expressed concern about the CCP's persecution, signed a petition calling for it to end, and condemned the crime of live organ harvesting. They also complimented the practitioners on their tenacity and peaceful efforts.
Japan. A rally and march took place in Yokohama City on April 20th to commemorate the 26th anniversary of the peaceful appeal in China. Several Japanese parliamentarians and Chinese human rights activists attended the gathering and gave speeches or sent recorded statements to express their support. A former member of the House of Representatives named Hirosato Nakatsugawa and Fumitaka Nihei, a Koto District Council member, came to support the activities. Mr. Nakatsugawa has been committed to exposing the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong for 20 years. He said the United States Congress proposed the Falun Gong Protection Act to impose sanctions on those who persecute practitioners. He called on the Japanese parliament to pass a similar bill, and that a resolution should be passed to condemn China's human rights violations, especially with respect to the issue of forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners.
Germany. On April 12, rallies to help end the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners took place in two locations in the city of Dresden simultaneously, in Old Market Square and in New Market Square. The events commemorated practitioners' peaceful appeal in Beijing in 1999. Practitioners introduced the practice and principles of Falun Dafa and raised awareness of its persecution in China and how the CCP sanctions the harvesting of organs from Falun Dafa practitioners while they are alive. Residents and tourists signed a petition sponsored by Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, calling for the G7 countries to condemn the CCP's human rights violations against Falun Dafa and the Uyghurs. People praised the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Some went to the local group exercise site in the park the next day and learned the exercises.
United Kingdom. A grand parade was held in the heart of London on April 19th to demonstrate the wonder of Falun Dafa and to expose the Chinese Communist regime's brutal persecution of the practice for over 26 years. The event was also to commemorate the 1999 peaceful protests that took place in China. The contingent passed through the city's busiest commercial areas and Chinatown, ending opposite the Prime Minister's residence on 10 Downing Street, where a press conference was held to call upon international society to pay attention to the brutalities and uphold human rights and freedom of belief. On the eve of the event, dignitaries, including multiple members of the British House of Commons and House of Lords, wrote letters to express their support for practitioners and to condemn the CCP's persecution.
New Zealand. Practitioners did the Falun Dafa exercises and held a rally in the city of Auckland on April 19th. Jason Jiang, head of the New Zealand Democratic Platform, spoke at the rally. He said, "We all know that the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong has lasted for a long time. Falun Gong held a peaceful petition on April 25th, hoping to be treated fairly. However, the CCP government fabricated lies to persecute Falun Gong and even staged the Tiananmen self-immolation incident to incite public hatred. It has caused the Chinese people to misunderstand Falun Gong." Human rights lawyer Kerry Gore gave a speech during the rally and said, Today, we mark the peaceful appeal held by Falun Gong practitioners at Beijing on April 25, 1999. The appeal was orderly and entirely reasonable. He pointed out, the right to freedom of religious belief is a fundamental right as recognized by various international human rights law instruments, and Falun Gong practitioners ought to be able to exercise that right without fear of persecution. Those Falun Gong practitioners who assembled on April 25, 1999, were completely justified in calling for that right to be respected. And so we should acknowledge the importance of that appeal that took place 26 years ago.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Miss Zhang Huijuan, 63, from Heilongjiang Province, was diagnosed with cancer while serving a 12-year term for practicing Falun Gong. Miss Zhang was arrested during a police sweep in 2013. The arrest order came from the then governor of Heilongjiang, who was infuriated after discovering banners bearing information about Falun Gong along a highway. Within a few days, more than 50 practitioners were arrested. While serving time in prison, Miss Zhang was not only subjected to brutal torture, but was also forced to work for long hours without pay. Miss Zhang made various products, such as paper containers, artificial eyelashes, toothpicks, and coffee stir sticks. Every time she came into contact with glue or other toxic substances, her body would react badly, as no protection equipment was provided. Miss Zhang later developed cancer. The prison rejected her application to be released on medical parole. Her health quickly deteriorated after she was released in 2024, yet the police never stopped coming to harass her. She died on February 5th of this year.
Mr. Han Junday of Hebei Province died in 2022 while serving an 8-year prison sentence for practicing Falun Gong. 3 years have passed, but his body is still being kept in a morgue. Prison authorities have repeatedly refused to provide his family with any information needed to uncover the true cause of his death. Due to continuous abuse in prison, Mr. Han developed severe anemia and became blind in one eye and had to be moved around in a wheelchair. The prison did not give him any medical care for almost 2 years. Last year, Mr. Han's family were pressured to agree to have his body cremated, which they refused. The prison threatened to jeopardize the jobs of Mr. Han's two sons-in-law and to prevent his granddaughter from sitting for her college exams. Despite the threats, Mr. Han's wife vowed to keep seeking justice for him. She said those involved in his persecution should be held accountable.
Miss Jiang Fengling of Jilin Province was arrested in 2022 and sent to prison. By the time she was released, she had become extremely weak due to the continuous abuse in custody. She often fainted at home. The local police officers kept harassing her at home and taking photos of her against her will. They also ordered her to sign various paperwork, claiming that all Falun Gong practitioners jailed for their faith must be kept under strict surveillance for 3 years after their release. In addition to Miss Zhang's own ordeal, her daughter, Miss Wang Hongyan, was also targeted for her faith. Miss Wang struggled with poor health and a severe liver condition after she finished serving a 4-year term for practicing Falun Gong in 2021. She passed away on February 9, 2025, weeks after she was again harassed. She was 52 years old. Miss Wang's passing dealt a heavy blow to her mother, who 2 months later fell into a coma and died later that day.
A Mudanjiang city resident died on March 27, 2025, in the persecution of her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Shen Jinfeng served a labor camp term and two prison terms, totaling 13 years. In addition to the incarceration and torture she endured over the years, her employer fired her and withheld her pension since August 2000, which was in line with the persecution policy to devastate Falun Gong practitioners financially, set forth by former Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin. The police continued to harass Ms. Chen and her son after she returned home. In 2022, officers of the local police station raided her home and confiscated her Falun Gong books and portrait of Falun Gong's founder. Her son was also taken to the police station twice for interrogation. After years of incarceration and extreme torture, Ms. Chen was unable to stand or walk on her own. She constantly felt weak and kept sweating. Her teeth fell out one after another. In her final years, her memory began to decline, and she often vomited after eating.
Audiences worldwide enjoy Shen Yun. Shen Yun Performing Arts' 8 touring companies simultaneously performed in France, Germany, Canada, the United States, and Taiwan during the first 2 weeks of April. Sold-out performances were common. Retired international ballet dancer Frank Della Polo saw Shen Yun in New York on April 6th. He said, "The artistry is impeccable. My mom was saying she was amazed at how they can go on stage and do that so consistently, so precisely, so beautifully." Health coach Virginie Valentin saw Shen Yun in the French town of Amnéville on April 10th. She came from Luxembourg to see the show. Miss Valentin shared, "It's magical, magnificent. It relaxes, soothes, and revives. The orchestra had a vibratory impact on the body. I really felt that. In addition to the visual wonder and the colors before us," she concluded, "yes, it's a beautiful story." The Shen Yun Global Company presented 13 performances in the Taiwanese cities of Taichung, Tainan, Chai, and Kaohsiung between April 2nd and April 16th. The company received numerous floral arrangements and good wishes from elected officials. Lai Jui-Lung, a member of the Legislative Yuan, saw Shen Yun in Kaohsiung on April 15th. He said, "In addition to the first-class international dancers and first-class musicians, there were also wonderful performances with the backdrop, feeling like you were traveling between earth and heaven." Another member of the Legislative Yuan, Cui Yi-ing, also saw Shen Yun in Kaohsiung on April 15th. She said, "Every part was great. Truly touching." General manager of an agricultural company, Yu Chie-jung, saw Shen Yun in Kaohsiung on April 14th. "Coming here feels like the divine beings and Buddhas are right beside you. It will help you find your original intentions and inner ethics." Company general manager Lai Feng-chang saw Shen Yun in Taichung on April 2nd. He said, "Shen Yun is a connection to the divine will, a note from heaven. So this is worth watching." Manager and young entrepreneur Cheng Li-ang saw Shen Yun in Tainan on April 11th. He shared, "The entire Shen Yun performance seemed to be permeated with the wisdom of the awakened." Attorney Cheng Chen-yuan and his wife Huang Cui-ing, an associate professor at National Chai University, saw Shen Yun in Chai on April 8th. Mr. Cheng shared, "The most important thing about Shen Yun is that it brought a message from the divine, which is the belief in truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. As long as we stand on the side of kindness and stick to values, I believe that once the divinity in our hearts is brought out, individuals or small and weak countries can definitely overcome the evil forces. This is the most precious inspiration I got from watching Shen Yun today."
Multiple Falun Dafa events in the U.S. commemorate the anniversary of the peaceful appeal in China. A grand parade and rally took place in Flushing, New York, at the second largest Chinatown in the U.S. on Saturday, April 19th. Over 1,000 Falun Gong practitioners took part. The activities not only commemorated the 1999 peaceful appeal in Beijing, but also congratulated the 445 million Chinese who have quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. The Tianguo Marching Band's performance moved spectators. One person exclaimed, "Just one word, great." Another said, "Falun Dafa is amazing." Other comments included, "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance brings hope. You must show the world that the persecution is still happening. It must stop. And hope for China lies with Falun Gong." During the event, some Chinese people quit their memberships in the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Many people stopped to listen to the rally's distinguished speakers. The speakers commended practitioners for following Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and safeguarding these universal values. One speaker said, "Practitioners' continuous efforts to expose the CCP's persecution and tell people about its brutality inspire everyone and brings the world hope." Falun Dafa Information Center spokesman Zhang Erping said, "Persecuting Falun Gong is a crime against humanity, against human nature, and tramples on the most basic moral bottom line of mankind." He noted that Falun Gong has spread to more than 100 countries around the world, and its main book, Juan Falun, has been translated into 50 languages. Wang Ziyuan, chair of the Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP, said, "On April 25th, 26 years ago, despite the CCP's tyranny, thousands of Falun Gong practitioners peacefully and rationally defended the truth." Entrepreneur and international speaker Jackie Phillips said in her speech, "Recalling the courage shown by tens of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners in their peaceful petition in Beijing, people are moved by the power of peaceful resistance and the unwavering spirit of those who seek truth and justice. This important day marks a turning point and continues to inspire peaceful resistance around the world." New York State Assembly District Leader for Flushing's Martha Flores Vasquez attended the rally and said, "Falun Gong and Shenyun, the greatest show in New York City, are threatened, and we will not tolerate this. My commitment is with you forever." She thanked the New York City Police Department and the 109th Precinct for providing security for the march. Commemorative events also took place in many other U.S. cities, with Chicago, Illinois, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania among them.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China, and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.